Hello, everybody, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Artsy Fartsy Immigrantes. Every time that I go back and do an introduction like that where I say immigrantes, part of me is always like, man, I wonder if I would have struggled as much in learning a new language if that language had been Spanish, because I had a little bit of a soft spot for it in my youth. You know, I was friendly with my Spanish teacher in high school, although, bless her heart, didn't get the curriculum across. Let me listen to the music on my phone a little bit too often, I have to say. But she was so cool. And then college, I really developed a soft spot for Spanish. There was a wave there where I was pretty serious about it. I thought this could be something I could pay attention to. You know, at the time, you know, I was living in Louisiana. I was living in the South. A lot of people from Latin and Spanish-speaking countries. All around me, and became like best friends with a lovely, talented comedic artist that we've had on the show before, Violeta de Rio del Castillo, Vivi, who I butcher her name and call Beef. and became close friends with, you know, Spanish speakers, and took a lot of classes, had a big passion for it, and then I stopped, and then I forgot everything. But I don't know if that would have been the case anyway. I wonder if there are as many Spanish, like native Spanish speaking people in Europe specifically, because I don't know, I can't speak for Latin America, you know, Mexico, I can't speak for that, but I wonder if the native Spanish speaking people of Europe, if the percentage of them that can speak English is as high as it is here in Germany. I would, you know, shot in the dark, say, I don't think so. But I'm always pleasantly surprised and constantly wrong. So, yeah, I don't know. But before we jump into, this week's episode, we have some big news, some things to announce. I am doing a book. I wrote a book, guys. I wrote a book. And it's not just pencil drawings of wieners and boobies. It's a real book. If you want to just take a look at the cover and the, if you're like, there's no way this guy did this, this must be a joke. Well, I can prove it. My AI generating powers are not that capable yet to fake this, but in the show notes, the very first link in the show notes of this episode, you will see a link that says Prince of Germany, a bilingual paperback book, and you can pre-order it now on Amazon, which is really crazy to say. It's really a crazy thought to have. The pressure is high. I hope we sell more than like 4 copies. I have no idea. I really have no idea. I wonder if I've put too many things on the market too quickly. That's also why I'm delaying the sale of these socks that I've sat on for so long. Because like now I'm trying to promote a tour and at the same time push a book, because I'm like, the book and the tour kind of go hand in hand, and I don't know. I hope all this works out. I'm terrified. But you can go in the show notes and click this link. Let me tell you a little bit about it. So the book is a bilingual book, meaning that you can look at one side and it's going to be completely in English. The English side says Prince of Germany, bilingual edition. And the subtitle is The Adventures of an American Goofball Abroad. And then you can start on that side and read the entire book in English. It kind of ends in the middle, right? Then you could flip the book over, like literally close it and flip it over. And it says, Prince of Germany, zweisprachiges Wendebuch, die Abenteuer eines ahnungslosen Amerikaners. So that's kind of the same thing. The adventures of like a, I don't know, ahnungslosen, I always forget what that means, but like, you know, a lost American. And the whole book is, again, in German. We've been working on this for a very long time now. I just met with the publisher in person for the first time last week. Very nice woman named Solvig, which is a name I've never heard before, but very nice, very professional. So the link in the show notes takes you to Amazon, and you can pre-order the book. And let me just tell you something. The book comes out September 25th, which is just a stretch of like 2 weeks before my tour starts in October. And even if you decide later on that you do not want this book, pre-ordering it on Amazon now, this early on, and this is true. This is not like, yeah, it's kind of selling something, but this is also true. If you pre-order it now, before it comes out, there's a certain like number, like a reasonable number. I have to ask again what it is, because it's not crazy, but there is like a reasonable amount of like pre-sales that will trigger to Amazon that it's like I say quote unquote, but it's technically a bestseller, right? And you're thinking like, oh, it must be like thousands and thousands. It's not. It's not that much. But if enough people pre-order it, the algorithm will pick up that it's a, quote, bestseller. And then Amazon itself will instinctually push the book out to new people because it's doing well. That's really cool. And I would love your help with that because I am nervous about this. I think it's a good book. I'm not worried about that. It's just like I've never done anything that big before. And if there's some sort of pattern that or rule book that can be followed that might help, you know, sell it or like promote it in any way, I am gonna have to bring that up, you know? So yes, please click that link in the show notes. Pre-order the book. It's Prince of Germany, The Adventures of an American Goofball Abroad, a bilingual reversible book, and it says on Amazon, from the Instagram and TikTok comedian. Jordan, it says here, Jordan never would have imagined that love would take him from the Mississippi to Bavaria, but the biggest surprise was that he was warmly welcomed there by a very special breed of beer-drinking people, the sports-loving, Birkenstock-wearing, hyper-punctual Germans. With the trademark humor that made him an internet star, Jordan Prince takes us on his journey from goofy outsider to, well, successful goofy outsider. But the road to success entailed a few difficulties. From sauna trauma and travel failures to terrifying Krampus monsters and the insurmountable hurdles of German bureaucracy. Jordan's culture clash observations are curious, sharp-tongued, and above all, funny. I can enjoy that because I did not write that part. I can enjoy that because it wasn't me writing about myself in the third person like I've done on every single music release I've ever done. Jordan's back with a brand new... this is really from them. So that's cool. Yeah, I have a book coming. And again, in addition to that, I know that the world is a very weird place and that things are tough for a lot of people. But if you want to have a laugh and feel good and support in any way, you know, a creator that, you know, I try every week to do something to make you guys laugh or feel good or just, you know, to make you connect with the world you're living in as much as possible. And I understand that not everyone can you know, buy everything I offer, and I would never expect that. There are a few things I'm really passionate about, and the biggest things right now this year are the book and the tour. So if it has to be one or the other, that still anything like that means the world to me. Everything's in the show notes. Again, even if you say the tour tickets are too expensive, you're not sure, if you don't want a book, I totally understand that too. Again, to answer some questions online, I don't know if it's going to go to Kindle. I think it depends on sales, so that also might be an incentive. But if you do want to support, you know, maybe not so much this podcast, but at least, you know, my videos and like the content that I'm making, There is also a link for a hot sauce. I think that's the cheapest thing in the list, and it really also, it just helps, you know, like, I put a lot of love into that. It's a lot of fun, and yeah. So, show notes, you have the pre-order link for the book. You can buy your tickets for the Prince of Germany 2025 stand-up comedy tour, and my own hot sauce in right under there. So, okay, there you go. And for free support, right under the hot sauce link is a link to my YouTube stand-up comedy special from last year. And you can watch that for free. And that really helps. So comments, you know, ratings, reviews, subscriptions, all that stuff. I wouldn't say I've wasted a lot of time on this so far, but I've drained the tank as much as I can on this. So I'm gonna stop with that now. But I really wanted to, yeah, just to talk about the book a little bit. And yeah, thank you for whatever you guys do to support me. I really appreciate it, and I hope that, yeah, something I'm doing out there is making you laugh, making you feel good, as much as it can. So aside from that stuff, interesting to say, and this was like a follow-up from last week, I believe, but I finally got my appointment with one of the many here in Germany, an ADHD clinic. I forget why, but here in Germany they call it ADHS. I guess instead of disorder, it's like syndrome or something. I'm not sure. I didn't look it up. But I finally got my first step into my diagnosis. It kind of went exactly as I imagined. The process wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Not that it was weird, but the end result is pretty much what I thought it was going to be. It's by no means over with. There's still a few more steps, but I went up to the clinic and in a beautiful part of town and went up to the floor where they are. One really funny thing about this clinic that I still don't understand, particularly because Germany is one of the most strict countries about data protection, Datenschutz, like everything should be super private and super protected and super, you know, yeah, like, yeah, protected. What do you call it? Not secret, but anonymous or whatever. And when you go into this clinic, you know, I've talked about it before, I think, but like most doctor's offices, when you approach the counter where the nurses or secretaries are that would ask you, what you're there for, do you have an appointment, I need to see your insurance, whatever. Usually they are seated at that bar or desk, right? Like, this is the only clinic I've ever been to for anything ever that doesn't do that. Even when I go to get like massages, you approach like a nurse's desk or some sort of desk that they are seated at. But this is so strange. You go in the door and you walk up to a bar that's at like chest height with the intention of you stop here now. But then like 2 meters back, like 7 feet away from this are the two secretaries seated at their desk there in the back by the window, and they don't get up and come to the bar, and you can't go around or do anything else. You're stuck there. So, and they barely even look up from their computers, honestly. And that's the only thing I don't like about this clinic. Everything else was nice, and I'll get into that. But like, you go up to this bar and then you stand there and you're like, hello, good morning. And then one of the two people from like 7 feet away goes, good morning. And you're like, you look around. I'm here for Dr. Donnell. I'm here for the ADHD test. And they're like, huh? you have to repeat it. And then they go like, okay, what's the name? And you're like, Jesus, just come up here and talk to me up here. Not that it's embarrassing. It's not like I'm going in there for like, like an insecure thing. I'm happy to be there. I'm also happy to talk about it, but it's just the nature of it. You're so used to going up to the desk for whatever reason it is, from like, you know, ass rash all the way to just like, hey, I have a headache, I think I have a sinus infection. You're always like talking directly to the person. It's so weird that they sit so far away and they don't get up. I find it very rude. Anyway, finally, after screaming back and forth, they came. One of them did finally come up with a piece of paper and was like, okay, so first thing you have to do is, this is a QR code. Instantly hate it. Instantly hate it. But here's a QR code. You're going to scan it with your phone and fill out two questionnaires back to back. First, I don't know why they can't just be the one questionnaire, but they're two separate ones, and one of them is going to be like 20-something questions. The other one's like 50-something questions. I'm like, all right. I go back to the waiting room. I sit down. I start filling out these questions, and they're pretty easy generally. Like the questionnaire, you can tell, is really just trying to kind of weed out, like a screening of like, okay, is this maybe ADHD or is this bipolar? Is it depression? Is it anxiety? You know, is it OCD? So some of them are very, very easy. You know, some of them are like, do you have to like flip light switches 8,000 times or you think your family will die? Not literally, but some of them felt like that. I was like, no. And then I filled everything out, submitted it, and then told the lady, I was like, I submitted it. She's like, thank you, sit down. And then I was like, okay, great. And then I sat in the waiting room and I waited a good while. It wasn't terribly long. It wasn't like that I felt, you know, underappreciated or something as a client, but I did fall asleep. I did fall asleep for a good hot second in that chair. And then the doctor herself woke me up. Not like a nurse who takes you to the doctor. That was also a new thing, to have the doctor herself be like, hi, I'm Dr. blah, blah, blah. Come with me. I was like, okay. And then we walked down a hallway. We went up like a back stairwell. That was weird. That was like, are you taking me to like to Joe Pesci me from Goodfellas? Like, do I think I'm being treated to something nice here? And then I'm going to walk into a room that's decorated just a little too perfectly and go like, oh no, you know? But we went up this like back fire escape stairwell thing. It was still inside the building, but just, I was like, what is this? Where are we? You know? Cause I came up an elevator on the entire other side of the building. And now your office is out of the doctor's office, but in a different floor. Anyway, so we go up these stairs, we go into a hallway, two floors up, and now we're in her office. And you know, it was a reasonable conversation. She sat far enough away from me where it was just awkward enough where you have to raise your voice. She also put a mask on because she said she had a cold, but it still feels a bit like, do I stink? You know, like, am I gross? Do I look like I have a cold? Do I have measles? She sat like just far enough away at this chair to talk to me that you kind of have to raise your voice. And it was like this classic German doctor's office where it's just these like concrete white walls and no carpets or anything. So it's the craziest. let me do a little bit here. Let me show you what it sounded like. Yeah, it was like this, you know. It was like, well, I talked to my mom about possibly being ADHD, and she said, oh, you know, she thought that too.
Oh, is that right, that you thought, your mother thought this too? What were the symptoms that you were showcasing that made her feel that you...
Well, you know... it was like that the whole conversation. It was just a very barren room and all white, and I was like, I'm losing my mind. Like, I seem crazier in here than I do in normal life, which, you know, maybe for the best. I don't know. We had a like 30, 35 minute conversation. And then she said, okay, our next appointment is going to be like a little over a month from now. And gave me two more QR codes to take home and scan and answer. One of them I already did with my mom, which was about my childhood, which was, some of the questions were insane. Some of them were like, as an 8-year-old, did you want to murder people? Like, as an 8-year-old kid, would you say you were violent? would you say that you're prone to intense, irrational decisions? I was like, what? I was like, I don't think so, but mom? No, I don't think so. Okay, well, then me either. Check. And then there's another one that I haven't done yet, but I mean, the appointment's so far away. It's like, it's still over a month away now, and I've been out of the doctor for a week. But yeah, I think that's a good step forward. At the end of our session, before she gave me the QR codes, she was like, well, you know, we have a long way to go. We have to, you know, do some more questionnaires and some testing and blah, blah, blah. She was like, but in my professional medical opinion, I'm very positive that you are going to test for ADHD. And I was like, yeah, me too, champ. Absolutely, of course. That's the whole reason I'm here. But yeah, she was very nice and professional and cool. And I'm very thankful that I even got the contact from my therapist to go there, because it is a place that, you know, is taken by my insurance, which is cool. And yeah, all fine and good there. And then I have to say, for those who, you know, do give out positive thoughts and prayers, to think positively on my mom, because she, had a car accident recently, but she's okay. She didn't have any broken bones. But it's still an ordeal. You know, it's a scary thing. It shook us up a little bit, definitely shook her up. And I'm glad she's okay. And lots of love to Mama out there. She's got some nice, you know, neighbors that are helping her out. My cousin. I wanted to keep saying my Aunt June and April, but like, they're my cousins. They're just so much older than me. You know, but that's a different story. But they were visiting, and or April was visiting and bringing some gifts to my mom. So that's really nice. My brother went to visit. So shout out to her. I wanted to see what else I could really put it, because today's show is not going to be so long. And the thing is, I've been writing so much on this book. I'm preparing for Lollapalooza Berlin on July 12th. It's on the alternative stage from 12:30 to 1:30, so I don't know who I'm going to be performing for, but I will be testing some new material there for the tour. One cool thing that's taking place soon is, I don't know, I know some listeners here, I'm looking at you, Moritz, are fans of the actor and performer, political satirist, Maxi Shafroth. Maxi Shafroth is a talented guy, and he's related to Ify, and we have become friends over the past, I don't know, couple of years, slowly over time. And I played music for him on one of his shows, and he's a comedian, and he does, like, in the simplest form, if you imagine like the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where you'll have like all the most politically important figures of the time in one big dinner with drinks that's televised, and then you have someone like Seth Meyers or, you know, whatever, Key and Peele, doing satire on politics at this thing. That's kind of that for Bavaria, and it's a big deal here. And Maxi has, not only, you know, he's not only like a big TV star and, you know, successful touring comic, but he's done that. He's done like that correspondence thing. It's called the Knocko Bag. He's done that like 5 years in a row or something crazy, or four anyway. But anyway, the point is, he's looking to try some new things in addition to that, like not quit stuff and start fresh, but he's looking for some new things. You know, he has a really loyal audience in his circles here, but he wants to sort of branch out and figure out like a way to touch into the hearts of, you know, the online people that I'm connected to. And I also would love to you know, tap into a bit of his audience. And so we talked about doing some projects together, maybe some sketches together, you know, playing characters. We talked a bit of, like, what would we do? What would the sketches be about? What kind of characters would we play? And I think they're going to be really funny. But the biggest update came when a friend of a friend, so not like a close friend of mine, but a nice acquaintance who is a friend of a friend of mine, reached out to me recently, you know, primarily based, I believe, based on my, you know, online audience, which is fine. I mean, that's cool. It's a good, you know, reason to reach out. And basically this guy was like, look, this big podcast company, one that I won't say yet, but that anyone who listens to like any major podcast would know probably. Like, it's also in America. It's a very big company. He's like, this company reached out to his company, which produces podcasts, and asked if they had any new ideas for like entertainment and comedy shows. And I talked to Maxie and I was like, what if we thought about like a weekly, or, you know, every two weeks, like comedy, just like pure comedy entertainment podcast together? And I pitched, you know, some different concepts. I asked Maxie what would be things that he would really want to do, things he wouldn't want to do, if we would want to sometimes have guests on, but not every week, because an interview podcast is really exhausting to do. But just, you know, us with our topics, you know, sometimes doing sketches, maybe with music. And we really like broke down all these possibilities that would be really fun. And I think Maxie and I really riff on each other very well. And he's obviously very naturally funny and very skilled. And I can pretend to be sometimes. So yeah, we talked about maybe doing that. So we're going to make a little demo recording together and pitch it to this big company. And maybe, oh, just maybe, they pick it up and we, you know, have like a real big podcast company backing a new show. I think Artsy Fartsy would stay the same. I would keep this on the side because, you know, this is just like the close, like blood oath fans and friends and family who's all been here, you know, for with no other benefit other than they're just really good people. But I wouldn't want to stop this. So it wouldn't be like replacing it, but just on the side. And, you know, it would be convenient. I have this studio here, obviously. He could come here and we could do, you know, a few episodes in one day and have like a whole month's episodes just knocked out because he tours all the time. He doesn't have a lot of free time. And I think that'd be really fun. And, you know, so let's cross our fingers and see if that works. That'd be really cool, too. Okay, I think for today, that's probably going to be it. I know it's a little bit of a short one today. But yeah, Lollapalooza in Berlin coming up. I'm going to be there on the 12th, a 12:30 slot, which is really funny. I'm really curious if anyone's even going to be standing outside at that time. But let's see, maybe it's an indoor alternative stage that also might be better. I don't know. I have no idea. It's pretty early in the day, but it's going to be a good party. And let me think, what am I doing? Oh, I was going to say, I'm treating a friend of mine to like a bachelor weekend at the beginning of next month, because I couldn't make his bachelor's party and I can't make his wedding. So I'm going to be treating him to a good old-fashioned, liberating party. And I'm very excited for that, just to tap into my 20s for about 48 hours. So I'll keep you guys updated on the shenanigans there. But yeah, last but not least, again, like, guys, thank you so much for listening. This is always so nice. Go to the show notes. Check it out for yourself. Prince of Germany, The Adventures of an American Goofball Abroad. It's in German and in English in the same book. So you don't have to buy one or the other. You can pre-order it now, which would really help Amazon push the sales and get it into like a bestseller category even before it comes out. Like, you know, it's just do it. It's awesome. And then on top of that, if you haven't done it already, the tour is coming out. And again, for those who might be listening from Berlin, I am going to be going there, but I can't announce it yet. Okay, so with all that in mind, I'm very grateful for all of you that listen. You're amazing people. Sorry that this week is so short. Just a lot going on, and I just don't. The thing is, with the ADHD testing and with trying to finish up the book and stuff, I just don't have that much new stuff to rip into because I haven't been able to prep shows the way that I usually do. I will say that I very excited for the Munich Film Fest because, like I said, I acted in this TV show that's premiering at that time, and maybe I can go be a part of some festivities and maybe record some things and put some interviews maybe into the show for you guys. And I've been working on new music. I've written two new songs. As you heard, one I talked about with. Well, I had that interview with Ben Hoff, and he and I finished a song that day, like the Bones, and he's really been so supportive and motivating with like creating some cool arrangements and ideas. I think we're going to drop that song this year. And I wrote a second one that's a little bit more moody and soft and folky, a bit more like my pace or just like, you know, instinctually where I tend to go. And he's also been really great with just pushing forward with that and keeping me going. So look forward to some new music and the tour and the book. It's too much, man. I'm gonna crash out. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe, rate, review. It's free. You're the best. I love you. Bye-bye.
Look out, baby. The saints are coming through. Man, it's all over now.
Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von John Prinz und Moritz Batscheider, produziert für M94.5.